We continue our learning the Nishmas Tavim and Menachushim Chaim Yaakov B'Pitrav Zolio. We are in Kinan Perek Gimel Mishnah Beis. Now in Perek Aleph Mishnah Gimel, we spoke about a case where you have one pair of birds that were separated for one woman and two pairs for the other woman. Or let's say one pair for one woman, three pairs for the other one. Or the Esser Lazu Melazu. Let's say 10 pairs were separated for one woman and 100 for the other woman. So, and now what happened? They all got mixed together. So the halacha there is, assuming the Kohen asks the Shaila about it, Hamuat Kasha. We said the smallest number of pairs in the mixture can be sacrificed. Half as chatos, half as olos. So take the example where one woman separated one pair, which is two birds. The other had two pairs, which is four birds. So the halacha is that two birds can be offered as karbanos. One is a chatas as an ola, because that is the smallest number as we had. We had one had two birds, one had four birds, so give me makriv, two birds. One had two birds, one had six birds, so give me makriv, two birds. Why? Because what's the worst case? That both birds belong to the same woman, that's okay. One can be in chatas, one can be an ola. But if you now bring another, a second chatas or a second ola, that you can't, because maybe it's the second chatas or ola that's being brought from the first woman's birds, that you can't do that, because you can't have more than one chatas or one ola from one person. Meaning if you bring three karbanos, that it could be that, so what am I going to do? I'm going to bring one chatas, and then I'm going to bring let's say one ola, two chatos. So it's possible that one is an ola, one is a chatas from one woman, and the other is a chatas from another one. But it's also possible those three birds, two of those are birds from the first pair, and I'm being mocked with two of them as chatos. So that I'm not allowed to do. That's what we said we're supposed to do. In a take b'makriv, the smallest pair, that's what the Mishnah said, hamuat kasher. That's always to take the smallest number of birds that you have, the smallest pair from one woman, that's what you can b'makriv. But our Mishnah is going to discuss what to do if the Kohen didn't ask the Shaila. So achas lazu, shtayim lazu, v'shalosh lazu, v'eser lazu, me'el lazu. That's the same case our Mishnah is discussing now here in Mishnah Beis in Paragimel. We had one pair separated for one woman and two for another woman, or three pairs for the other woman. Or Vesilazu Melazu, 10 pairs for one woman and 100 pairs for another woman. What it was, so the Mishnah says the Kohen didn't ask, but rather what did he do? Asa Kula Lamala, he did, was makriv all of the birds above the Chod HaSikra, as Olos, meaning Mechza Kasher, Mechza Pasul. So obviously half are Kasher, half are Pasul. Kula Lamata, meaning he makriv them all as Chatos, also Mechza Kasher, Mechza Pasul. What about Chetzion Lamalon, Mechetzion Lamatan? Here it's an uneven number of birds. So you do half above, half below, Hamerube kasher, a number of birds that's equal to the larger number of the pairs that we have in this whole mixture is going to be kasher. So we need to explain what this means. So if we take the first case, so we had one woman had two birds, the other woman had four birds. So ideally, what would be great, and when you mock him, he's just mocked with him, what do you do? He's mocked with half above, half below. So it would be best, of course, let's say the first woman's two birds, one he was makav above, one he was makav below. That's perfect. The one above is an ola, one below is the chatas. And then the second woman's, let's say she had four birds. Let's say it happened to be those birds. Two of those were above, sprinkled above. Two were sprinkled below. Then all of the birds would be kosher. Everyone, the woman who had two birds, the one who had four birds, they're all going to be kosher. Now that's possible. What he did when he did mechza chetzer lamala chetzer lamata. But of course, you have to be worried that maybe that's not what happened. The general rule is, and we went through this also already in Mishnah Aleph of this perek, the more we're able to split the pairs of the birds between above the Chod HaSikra and below the Chod HaSikra, there's a better chance that we're going to be makriv more kosher birds. More are going to be kosher. So when you split them, when you did them all above or all below, so then we know it's only half are going to be kosher. But if you split them, there's a better chance that more are going to be kosher. And that's what the Mishnah is still teaching us, Hamerube kosher. You can assume that the number of birds in the largest pair that we have of one woman are going to be kosher. So take our example. And this, what could be the worst thing that happens in this case where we had two birds of one woman, four birds of another woman? It would be that the first woman's birds were not split between above and below, unfortunately. Ideally, we would love one chatas, one ola. But no, they were brought in one, let's say both brought as olos above. So that's so how many birds of that first pair of that first woman are going to be kosher? Only one of them, because both were brought above. So she has a kosher ola, that's it. Now, if you makrif all of these birds, remember, they're all together. There are two birds for the first woman, and the second woman had four birds. So how many birds are you being makrif all together? He's being makrif six. And what's he doing? He's splitting above and below. So right now, by splitting above and below, worst case, the two birds of the first woman were on top. Okay, so that means only one is kosher. What? But now the second woman, if you're really splitting between above and below, which is what he's doing, so one bird is being sacrificed above, because remember, two of the two first birds we are assuming from the first woman. So if we're splitting all together, we have six birds, and I'm doing three and three. So that would mean that if two birds are of one woman on top, that means one of the birds, only one bird, is of the second woman, which is on top. And of course, that would be a kosher ola. Not only that, if one bird of the second woman is above and three on the bottom, so that means there are two chatos that are being makriv of the second woman on the bottom, and that's good, because two out of her four are supposed to be chatos anyway. So altogether, how many kosher birds do we have? We have, assuming this is the worst case, if I have one ola of the first woman is kosher, and one ola and two chatos of the second woman are kosher. Altogether, how many kosher birds do I have? I have four. Four out of six. So that's what the Mishnah is teaching us. Whenever you have you can assume that the number of birds that are kosher are at least, we can assume meruba kosher, the number of birds equal to the largest number of pairs that you have in this whole mixture is going to be kosher. So here you have two birds and four birds, for one woman had two, one had four. You can assume if you split above and below, that four birds are going to be kosher. And that would be true even in the last case. The last case was where one woman had 10 pairs, which is 20 birds. The other had 100 pairs, which is 200 birds. So there also we're going to say that we can assume that 200 birds are going to be kosher. How is that? Well, think about it. Altogether, we have 220 birds. And what happens? And remember, one woman had 20 birds. So let's assume I did that. I did the 20 of the birds happened to be that he sprinkled above the Chodas Sikra were all of the first woman. Okay, so then, so that means only half of them are kosher. Half of them, the olos are kosher and the chatos are not. If you did 20 above, that would mean also, well, 20 birds above. Remember, if he's splitting 220 birds half and half, that's 110 above, 110 below. That would mean there are 90 more birds to do above. So the 90 birds he does above and 100 more are of the second woman, and 110 that are below also of the second woman. So we already know that 10 birds are kosher because half of the first woman's birds are kosher. They were olos. All 20 were done above, assuming. So that means 10 are all going to kosher. What about the second woman had 200 birds? Well, 180 are kosher. Why? Because they were split between the top and below. You had 90 above, at least, 90 below, and there were 20 birds, which were all on the bottom. So 10 are going to be chatos, that's for sure. And the other 10 are not going to be kosher. Altogether, how many kosher birds do we have? 200 birds. So that's what it means. Chetzin lamala, chetzin lamata. Always better to split it. Ha merube kosher, the number of birds of the largest pair are going to be kosher. Zeha klal, Mishnah gives the general rule. Kol mokom shata yochol. Any case where you're able to split up the birds, the pairs, so that they're not of the same woman, ben milan ben matan, so that they are split up, mechza chashu mechza pasul. Which means another way of saying this is really the first case. If it's possible that each of the woman's birds are either all on top of the chodasik or all on the bottom, so then you only have mechza chashu mechza pasul. But if you can't divide the pairs, unless some of the birds of the same woman are above and below, Oh, so that's better. The more you can split up the birds of one particular woman above and below, the better off you are. Then hamarube kasher, the halacha is the amount that's equal to the larger number of pairs is going to be kasher, as we explained. Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. Chatas lazu v'ola lazu. Have a mixture, have the chatas of one woman and the ola of another woman. We don't know which is which. Asa kulon lamala, Cohen, once again, was it nimlach? This is a continuation of Perek Aleph Mishnah Debeis, where we had a chatas got mixed up in the ola. We don't know which is which. The halacha is both have to die. So that was the Cohen who asked what he's supposed to do. But what if he didn't ask what to do? He was just makriv, this mixture of chatos and olos. So if he did kulon lamalon or below mechza kosher mechza pasul, obviously half are kosher, half are not, because we assume that the olas are kosher, the chatzits are not, because he did it above the chodasek kulon lamaton. Also mechza kosher mechza pasul, whichever one is the chatzits is going to be kosher, and the olas not kosher. Chetz to lamalon, the chetz to lamaton, but he split them half above, half below. Which means, let's in our case of two birds, one was an ola and one is a chatas, shtei hen pasul. Then they're going to be possible. Why? Shani Omer, Chatas Kreva Lamala, Velva Lamata. I don't know which one. It's possible that the Chatas was brought above the Chodas Ikra, though it was below. Both would therefore be possible. And therefore, we have to assume Shtehen possible.